Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikulskas, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
And we're joined today by Tom Malmquist, who is out with a novel here in the United States now, In Every Moment We Are Still Alive. It's a novel, it is autofiction, and it is, it was a bestseller in Sweden in 2015, and we are now getting the privilege to read it in the United States. Tom, I mentioned the term autofiction. I know that's the genre this falls into. Can you describe what that genre is?
I don't know if I want to call it autobiography or autofiction. It's a hard autofiction. It's the best, I think. I think the story of the book follows the rules of art and literature rather than life, even though it's based on my life. I mean, everything in the novel is a conscious choice by me as the author. I mean, in places I've turned up the volume, in others I've lowered it. I've added scenes, I've removed scenes. So in that way, I have created my own reality. In other words, a piece of fiction or autofiction, all for the purpose of creating a good story. That's why I'd say this book is more like a Greek tragedy than its reality.
Okay, well, the book, the three main characters in the book, Tom and Karen and Livia, can you kind of set the story up for us? Because I don't want to give anything away.
Neither do I. The book is all about a year that changed everything for me. I've lived with my partner, Karen, 10 years. She was pregnant. Suddenly, she became very sick. Yeah, thought it was the flu, but it was cancer, blood cancer. And she was pregnant, as I said, and the doctors managed to save the child, but they didn't save Karin. So I become a father and a widower for a couple of days. And a few months later, my father dies as well. So it sounds like a very sad story, and it is. So don't read a book, especially not an airplane.
All right, but the way the book starts out, you're in the hospital with Tom is in the hospital with a pregnant Karen, and she's 33 weeks long. And I liked how you captured the absolute discombobulation of hearing all these medical terms, because we've all experienced that where we're in the hospital, doctors are rattling off medical terms we don't understand. What's that like, just as you try to think back on that? Was it as confusing to you personally as it was to the character Tom in the book?
Yeah, of course. I was a stranger in the world suddenly. I have tried to retell it just as everything was. The situation was naturally intense and chaotic. I wanted to create a strong torrent, a flood. Because that's what I felt when I was in the hospital. I didn't understand the words the doctor said to me. It was a so chaotic and strange situation. And I, afterwards, when I wrote this book, I wanted to create for the reader a situation that was the feeling I was in when I was in the hospital.
Is there a certain therapeuticness to writing about this, or when you write about it, does it take you back and make you relive all of those emotions over again?
That's a good question. Every time I broke down when I faced with a scene, and I wrote this book, I knew it was right. In that way, the book was easy to write, but to constantly break down was physically taxing. I sweated, even had muscle cramps in my stomach. But while I was writing, I was keeping Karin and my father alive. So I don't know if that was the answer of your question, but the hardest part was probably to hand over the manuscript to my publisher. It was like losing Karin and my father all over.
As you think back to when you got the idea for this story, I would imagine it wasn't a situation where you weren't researching it at the time. So did this writing come mostly from the heart or from the brain, from what you remembered? Or how did you sit down to create the story and try to recreate these events that, you know, you admittedly did not understand everything that was going on at the time?
As I said before, I tried to retell it just as everything was. It was like a strong current. But of course, I needed to go back to the hospital to do research. I wanted to retell the story so exact as I could. So it was important for the story. So the both, I would say, both from the heart and the brain.
As the title suggests, in every moment we're still alive, you try to capture this whole idea of being alive. And I know sometimes we overthink that and think, you know, there's something just so great about it. But a lot of being in life is the ordinariness of it, and you try to capture that. Is that something you realized before you went through this experience yourself about just how ordinary being alive is?
No. I think you need to go through this kind of big things in life to understand what life's all about. When I created this book, it was really important for me to create a structure that represents what I think is the most important to me in life. What I realized it was that the current body was so important for me. Each part represents, the book is structured in five parts, actually. Each part has one core scene that represents one of the five senses. For example, in the first part we talked about earlier, in the hospital, took place at the hospital, I'm carrying a comfort blanket between Karin and Lydia. And at that time, they were 1,000 meters away from each other at the same hospital. Lydia in an incubator, Karin hooked up to the life-supporting machine. So the blanket with Lydia sent was put next to Karin and vice versa. It was my way of sustaining the contact between mother and daughter so that they be able to breathe each other's scent. So that was the scent smell. The important part here is, literary wise, is that the five senses for me represent the body. So in my sorrow, Corey's body was no longer existed. It was cremated. I could never hug her again, feel her with my five senses. So that's what I'd realized. She's not lying beside me in the bed no more. I cannot smell her. But at the same time, Lydia, our daughter, was discovering the world as a little baby with her senses when she was a baby. The taste of a banana, for example, and so on. So the five senses, for me, represent life and the opposite of death. And that's, I think, I cannot just answer the question better than that, I think.
All right, the book is In Every Moment, We Are Still Alive by Tom Malmquist. The book is available now in the United States from Melville House, wherever your fine books are sold. Go check it out. Tom, amazing story to share with us. Thanks so much for doing it, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakalskis. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.